Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Monday, August 5th, 2024. Last October, we checked in with Lori Gordon, project manager with Greenfield Penobscot Estuary Remediation Trust, to see what was happening with the mercury cleanup in the Penobscot River. That segment is available on our archives from October 2023 if you missed it. The mercury contamination from the old Ultrachem factory in Orrington was one of the first stories that Meredith DeFrancesco and I covered for Radioactive when we first started at WERU nearly 25 years ago. That's how far back this issue goes. Actually, it goes back further because the contamination is from the 1960s and beyond. But about 25 years ago, the extent of the mercury contamination on the site and in the river was being made public, and it was estimated that up to 13 tons of mercury had been dumped into the river by the various companies that ran the Orrington plant dating back to the 1960s. The Maine People's Alliance and the Natural Resources Defense Council filed a lawsuit. Ultrachem closed shortly after that, and several companies that had also run the site over the years were looked at, and it was determined that Mallinckrodt Incorporated was the corporate entity responsible, and 22 years of legal wrangling about how to address a cleanup got underway in courts. Studies were done. It was found, among other things, that the black ducks in the Mendel Marsh in Frankfurt had very high levels of mercury exposure, an indication that it was elsewhere in the food chain. A section of the Penobscot Estuary had to be closed to lobster and crab fishing. In addition to the mercury found in the river bottoms and coves, they also discovered floating rafts of mercury and other debris that move on the river with the tides. Areas downstream from Orrington all the way to the Orland Dam were contaminated. Greenfield was hired to oversee the cleanup and remediation. And last Thursday, Gordon and other Greenfield staff held a drop-in informational session during the day and a public meeting that drew a standing-room-only crowd at the Congregational Church Hall in Frankfurt to give an update on their progress. Here's some of what they said. Greenfield has 35 years of experience working on projects like this, but no two projects are exactly alike, so there may be a bit of trial and error. They're planning to do a test run of the capping process in one cove to start, using a 4-inch cap of local sand, and then monitoring the site for at least 2 years. They're also going through the permitting process for the cleanup, and this is an unusual project, so that may slow things down a bit. And they're looking for beneficial uses for contaminated mud that will be dredged up in some parts of the river. The consent agreement that was reached in court also provides $20 million for environmental projects that offset the harm in some way. No other contaminants in the river are being monitored as part of this process, but it is hoped that the cleanup will reduce some of those as well. There are also no plans to deal with the contamination in the Mendel Marsh, as there doesn't seem to be a way to do that in that sensitive area. Monitoring of the mercury in the river is planned to take up to 45 years. It started in 2017. They do it about every 3 years. And after 30 years, if there's still a problem, they will determine if they need to go for the full 45 years of monitoring. And funds were provided to cover that in the agreement. And finally, if you're a private landowner along the river and have received a letter from Greenfield, please respond. They need to cross some private land to do their work, but the response rate to the letters they've sent out has only been about 50%, Gordon reports. You can find more details at PenobscotRiverRemediation.com, and I will continue to follow up on this as updates become available. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. Thanks for listening. Have a good day, and I'll see you tomorrow.